So this is your first policing job then? Or?
It is.
Okay. What got you interested in making that switch?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed corrections. It was very rewarding. But the more I had to do with the law enforcement side of corrections, the more interest I got in it.
And I guess you'll even be doing a little bit of corrections up here as a part of your duties in Petersburg as well.
Yeah, they will be.
Handling prisoners. So. Mm-hmm. You familiar with small towns and that kind of thing?
I am from a small town in western Montana. That's where I grew up. I would say it was a town of about 4,000 people, so a little bit larger than Petersburg. But I did enjoy growing up in a small town.
Okay, familiar with that dynamic and how everybody knows who you are, especially after being heard on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see, tell me more about yourself. You have family with you? Or?
I do. My wife, Trish, has come up with me, and my two stepchildren. Christopher is 6, Madison's 11. Okay. They're both being registered for school right now, so hopefully they'll get integrated here pretty quick.
All right, great.
But they're excited to be here, and I'm excited to share the small-town experience with them coming from the larger city of Boise.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on getting set up to work as an officer? You have to go through some training and that kind
of thing. I do. They'll be sending me to Fairbanks for a few months to get all the training that I can handle inside of 3 months.
And then I think there's a probationary period here while you work on the job or something like that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, there is.
All right. Looking forward to starting here?
I am. I've been excited for some time. Yeah, we've been planning and preparing for this trip since October.
Okay. And the first time to Alaska?
It's not. Oh, okay. I actually spent my summers in Bristol Bay commercial fishing.
Oh, okay.
As a high school student.
Okay.
And my parents live in Wasilla now. So.
Gotcha. So you're pretty familiar with the state then.
Aye.
And you still hope to fish up there, or is that something in your past?
Definitely in my past, yeah. Commercial fishing is, it was a lot of fun. Again, it was very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess been there, done that, so ready to move on to new ventures.
All right. What else should people know about you as you get your new job?
I like to think I'm an approachable guy, so I like to meet new people, shake hands, and, if you have any questions about myself or Idaho or anything like that, I'd love to tell you all about it.
John, so what does this mean for the force? Are you have a full staff now for officers? Or?
We are, and we're particularly excited to have Ben here because although he was in corrections, his assignment for the last significant period of time was as a sergeant in their investigations section. So in addition to the corrections side of the job, he also has gotten some experience in investigating cases. He's handled inmate investigations as well as staff investigations as part of his job in a large maximum security prison. So he brings a lot to the department. He has some specialized training that's we just lost some instructor positions with the departure of Officers Boggs and Scher, and some of those instructor positions Ben brings with him. He's a certified firearms instructor. He's a certified defensive tactics instructor and the rest techniques. We can use the training that Idaho has given him.
And the department's been short-staffed because of those people who've moved on.
Yes.
For a while, so.
And Ben brings us up to full staff.
Okay, so probably pretty excited to have that. And also, Officer Holmgren is fully trained and on the job now, too.
He's pulling solo shifts now, has been for almost a month now.
Okay.